वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः ओम अज्ञानतिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंदो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा So today we are reading from Canto 11, chapter 17, text number 19, as well as we'll also discuss on text number 20. Kindly repeat after me. Shushrushanam Dvija Gavam Devanam Cha Api Amayaya Tatra Labdhena Santoshah Shudra Prakritaya Tu Imaha Sushrushanam Dvijagavam Devanam Chapyamayaya Tatra Labdhena Santosha Shudra Prakrutayastvimam Shushrushanam Dijagavam Devanam Chapyamayaya Tatra Labdhena Santosha Shudra Prakrutayastvimam Shushrushanam Dijagavam Devanam Chapyamayaya Tatra Labdhena Santosha Shudra Prakrutayastvimam Shushrushanam Dijagavam Shushrushanam Dvijagavam Devanam Chapyamayaya Tatra Labdhena Santosha Matajis. Shushrushanam service. Dvija of the Brahmanas. Gavam of the cows. Devanam of worshipable personalities. Such as the demigods and the spiritual master. Cha also. Api indeed. Amayaya without duplicity. Tatra, in such service, labdhena, with that which is obtained, santoshah, complete satisfaction, shudra, of the shudras, prakritayah, the natural qualities, to, indeed, imaha, these. Translation and purport by the disciple of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Service without duplicity to the Brahmanas, cows, demigods, and
other worshipable personalities and complete satisfaction with whatever income is obtained in such service are the natural qualities of the Shudras. Purport. When the entire social order is functioning properly according to Vedic standards, everyone is happy and satisfied. Although the Shudras are to be satisfied with whatever income they obtain through their service, they never lack the necessities of life because the other orders of society, such as Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, are required to be abundantly generous. And the Brahmanas are well known for being the most merciful of all. Therefore, if all social classes obey the Vedic injunctions, there will be a new and blissful life for the entire human society under the guidance of Krishna consciousness. We'll also read text number 20. It also has a translation and purport. Actually, 19th was supposed to be happening yesterday, but Maharaj did not take that one, so we'll also take this text number 20. Its translation, text number 20 is... Okay, I'll read verse also. Asauchanam anrutam steyam nastikyam shushka vigraha kam krodas tarshascha sabhavo antya vayas inam. Translation. Dirtiness, dishonesty, thievery, faithlessness, useless quarrel, lust, anger, and hankering constitute the nature of those in the lowest position outside the Varnashram system. Purport. Here the Lord describes those who resides outside the scientific social system called Varnashram. In Europe and America, we have practically observed that the standards of cleanliness are abominable even among so-called educated persons. Going without bathing and the use of indecent language are common. In the modern age, people whimsically speak whatever they like, dispensing with all authorities. And there is therefore very little truthfulness or true wisdom. Similarly, in both the capitalistic and communistic countries, everyone is busily engaged in stealing and robbing from everyone else. In the name of business, taxation, or outright crime. People are not confident of the kingdom of God, nor of their own eternal nature. And thus, their faith is very weak. Moreover, since modern human beings are not very interested in Krishna consciousness, they constantly quarrel, bicker and fight over completely insignificant issues relating to the material body. Thus, at the slightest provocation, there are huge wars and massacres. Lust, anger and hankering have become practically unlimited in Kali Yuga. The symptoms and characteristics mentioned here can be abundantly observed throughout the world. Wherever people have fallen away from the Varnashram system because of sinful habits such as animal killing, illicit sex, intoxication and gambling, the great majority of human beings have become chandalas or untouchables.
Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande sri guru dinatarinam sri chaitanyeshwaram paramanandamadhavam asaduna sadutadain atinichochatakar hanamum cha kadachin premnamat kantavyaspura.
Hare Krishna. So we welcome you in our Bhagavatam class. It's a chapter 17 entitled as a description of the Varnashram system. And Lord Krishna is explaining about social orders and the spiritual orders to Sri Uddhavji. And here, in this verse number 19 and verse number 20, he is describing the qualities of the Shudras and qualities of the people, those who are outside the Varnashram system, those who do not fit in this four categories, that Brahmana, Vaishya, Shudra, Kshatriya and Shudra Vaishya. These four categories. So these two verses we'll be covering today. I will discuss something about this. There is one interesting dhatu in Sanskrit language. Dhatu is the one word from where different words they come out. So this dhatu is known as the shasha dhatu. From this comes the word shastra. Shasha means controlling. So shastras or scriptures are meant to control the animalistic tendency which is there in human being and bring them to the human platform, and from there take them to the spiritual platform. Shastra. And the scriptures, they give ideas, they give habits, they give culture, and they give custom. Idea basically means belief system or aim or purpose. What exactly should be our aim or purpose of life? That is basically idea is. For developing that idea or to achieve that purpose, we need a culture. Culture basically means attitude and the behavior of the people. That is the culture. And to have that culture, we need customs, traditions. And to maintain these customs, people have to have a right kinds of habits. Unless there are right habits, customs cannot be maintained and culture cannot be maintained. And the aim of the life cannot be achieved. So, the scriptures, they give these things. So that humanity can achieve their ultimate purpose. And the shastras, they offer these things. And from the same, this dhatu, this shasha dhatu, another word originate is a shastra. Those who do not take Shastra seriously, for them there is a Shastra. That is also mean to control. And therefore yesterday, it was a unique Tithi we celebrated. Yesterday there was an appearance of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. And also in Maharashtra specifically, the another appearance day was celebrated was of one of the great Kshatriya king, Shivaji Maharaj. So, this is the glory of this land where both the personalities who wielded the Shastra or the weapon is been glorified, and who has distributed this knowledge, he has also been glorified. Narottam Das Thakur has given us the culture of Krishna consciousness, the practices of Krishna consciousness. The aim, how to achieve that aim. And Kshatriyas like, king like Shivaji Maharaj, they have protected this Vedic culture. So that people can achieve their goal of life. So this is the how Varnashram system has been designed. A Brahmana, a devotee of the Lord, who gives this through Shastra, And the Kshatriya, using the weapon, Shastra, protects that culture, that purpose of life. Otherwise, naturally, human being tend to fall into the habits which we discuss, which has been explained in today's verse. What are the habits? Dirtiness, dishonesty, thievery, faithlessness, useless quarrel, lust, anger, hankering constitute the nature of those in the lowest position outside the Varnashram system. So in absence of such personalities, such tendency starts growing. And therefore, scriptures or the Lord has been designed, and the Lord has given this a system of Varnashram system where everyone can practice according to their nature and achieve perfection. Santosha in this world and the spiritual world after you leave this world. And there are also many examples, even those who were Vaishyas and the Shudras, who performing their duties or performing, acting according to their nature, achieved perfection. So there was one devotee in, this is about a Vaishya, a mercantile community. So there was one devotee in Pandharpur, he was a shop owner. He had a clothes shop and he was also a devotee of the Lord. So his business practices were quite different than others. So everyone, when somebody does business, they want to earn more and more profit. So this person, this devotee of the Lord, he would sell his clothes by calling people, means by telling them that, okay, I have brought this, my original price of this cloth is this much. So take this cloth, whichever you like, and pay me the profit as much as you want me to pay. I won't quote the price. You give me whatever you want to give. Of course, people were also refined earlier in previous days. They would give. Genuinely, they would give profit whatever is required. Today, what? They won't even give. Na? Most of the time, when we call, I tried once giving Bhagavad Gita. Actually, in West, they generally do these practices. Take this book and give as much as you want. So once, while on book distribution, I tried that, this looks very attractive. That people will take and they will give more than whatever is the price of the Bhagavad Gita. Why to settle for less? So he took Bhagavad Gita and how much he was giving? 10 rupees or 20 rupees? The price, means the original price of Bhagavad Gita was 100 rupees. So of course, during previous days, people were also like genuine, okay, they would give the profit as much as required. But other people, they were getting disturbed, the other shop owners. Now, what is this here? This fellow is taking away all our business. Because he is honestly doing all this, whatever has been the prices. So one day when he went to have a bhajan in the temple and he told others that please take care of my shop. I'll come back from Aarti or the bhajan gets over or the pravachan gets over. So by the time they conspired all the shop owners and they looted everything from his shop. But what happened? Lord arranged things in a way that when these people, when they had conspired to loot all his shop, so other thieves, what they did, they went to their shops and they steal everything from his shop. The people who were envious of this shop owner. And the Lord was pleased with this devotee and he showered his mercy. But the point is how Vaishya were also dealing in the society. So today, yeah, definitely the scenario is different, that Vaishya want to exploit and exploit. And the people also, they want to pay less and less. But that was the system. And the Shudras, the best example we have was of a Sanjaya. Sanjaya, who was the charioteer and the advisor of Dhritarashtra. He was serving the bad master. But still, he achieved the perfection, being a Shudra. So it is not that that particular thing, being a Shudra, has been condemned. Even being a Shudra can achieve the perfection if he is following the duties accordingly. So this is the beauty of the system which is designed by Lord Krishna. If somebody is following it properly, is success guaranteed? When somebody keeps Krishna in the center for while performing our duties, he's been guaranteed that success. So in absence of such great personalities, we experience this, or the society forgets what is the aim of the life. And basically today's society is trying to destroy these four old things, you know, which we discussed. Like, they want to destroy the old culture. They want to destroy your old customs. They want to destroy your old ideas. And they want to destroy your old habits. They are introducing newer and newer habits. They are introducing newer and newer ideas. Newer and newer culture and newer customs. Or the fashion generally it is called. So degradation of society is like this. And today in Kali Yuga, we see that. how the people's mindset is, how they started thinking. Somebody was saying, "Arre, aapko pata hai, aap har din Bhagwan ko yaad karte ho. Hai ki nahi? Kabhi aapne socha hai, ki agar Bhagwan ne aapko yaad kar liya, to lene ke dene pad jayenge. Kyunki, isn't it? You will be dead. Bole to kyun Bhagwan ko yaad kare yaar itna? If you are remembering Lord every day, what will happen if Lord will remember you? You will be dead and gone. Please think before you remember the Lord. And this is the mentality, you know. And somebody said, "Arey, agar kaam karna hai kisi ka, to aisa kaam karo ki dusri baar wo kaam dene ke pehle soche ki isko de ki nahi de." Isn't it? It's degradation. When actually, basically, we have to serve the in a way that okay, that person feel happy. And he want to give more and more services. That is what, isn't it? Basically, the nature should be. But we think, if he has given a work, let me make him so miserable that next time he should think twice before giving you any work. And another person said, people have a anxiety ki the price of rupees is falling day and day and day in day out, hai na? Ki rupaya itna gir raha hai. Lekin rupaya itna gir nahi sakta hai jitna rupaye ke liye insaan gir sakta hai. Isn't it? A currency will not fall as much as people have fallen to achieve that currency. So this is the degradation of human society nowadays. Kale dosh nidhe rajan asti ek mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param raje. So when such are the problems in this a degraded society, we have to focus on the solution. There are going to be problems in the society. Kale dosha nidhe rajan. Degradation is going to happen. So, what experts says, our acharya says that, instead of focusing on the problem, focus on the solution. Because when problems are there, basically our consciousness is focused on this problem. We think about the problem. We sleep with the problem. Everything, whatever is there, problem, problem, problem. But what acharyas have told us, focus on the solution. Lord, see, this is the beauty of the Lord. When He closes one door, it's guaranteed He will open another door. It's never been like that. He has closes all the doors. So when Kali Yuga has such a degradation tendencies in human being, or the people have this degradation condition, so definitely Lord has arranged for everyone to get out of the door, or get out of the situation and achieve perfection. So therefore, asti ek mahan guna. Yesterday also Indradhanu Maharaj was saying the same thing. That this one quality in this ocean of fault, in this age of Kali Yuga, will be a cause of deliverance. And that is what we have to focus on. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaurdeyo Pushpavanto Chitro Shando Tamundo. On the horizon of Gaurdesh, the sun and the moon, they both have simultaneously arisen in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Sun represents destroying the darkness and giving clarity. And what moon represents? Moon relieves you from the distress and gives satisfaction. So Nitya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, they both simultaneously, we have never seen that sun and the moon simultaneously rising. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's moment, this is the speciality. It can give clarity, will destroy the ignorance, and will also remove your distress and give satisfaction.
यही द्वारे अचंडाले कीर्तन संसारे नाम प्रेम माला ग्रांति पराईला संसारे.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the solution for this age of Kali Yuga. What is that? Nama Prema Mala Granti. The garland. He is decorating this world with the garland of the holy name. When garland is offered, when somebody is welcomed. Isn't it? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how is welcoming Kali Yuga? By garlanding through the holy name. Because that is the only solution. If somebody, we generally do not welcome the person who can give us trouble. Isn't it? But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nama Prema Mala Ganti Paraila Samsare. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that. And whom He is giving? Ye dware achandale. What we are reading here is that people have become chandalas or untouchables. So even to these people, ye dware achandale,
कीर्तन संचारे.
And the similar thing, what Nityananda Prabhu is giving.
Achandale dehi naam nitai bada dayamai.
So Nityananda Prabhu is also giving the same solution. And their target is this. Chandalas. Untouchables.
So we have to focus on the solution, Harinam. That is the solution. Pahi pahi mahayogin deva deva jagatpate nanyatvad bhayam pashye yatra mrutyu parasparam.
Lord Krishna was ready to depart to Dwarka. And as he was moving towards Dwarka, he heard Uttara running and crying and asking the Lord, "Oh my Lord, please save me, save my child."
Pahi, pahi, mahayogin, deva, deva, jagatpate.
Ashwatthama has struck that Brahmastra to kill the last descendant of Pandavas. Oh my Lord, no one can save me but you. Please save my child. And Lord Krishna had that affection for Pandavas. So immediately he entered in the womb of Uttara and protected Maharaj Parikshit. In fact, Lord displayed his forearms in protecting Parikshit Maharaj. So Acharya said that, generally they say that, while Lord manifested his forearm palms, because he wanted to make sure that nothing should harm. He wanted to make doubly sure that Parikshit should be saved. And Lord protected Parikshit Maharaj in the womb of Uttara. And therefore, he came to be known as Vishnurath. One who has been protected by Lord Vishnu. Who was saved from the deadly weapon, the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. And similarly, the Kali Yuga has struck the living entity with the Brahmastra. Everyone has been falling in the consciousness. Everyone is getting degraded with this Astra. The culture has changed. And our acharyas have prayed to the Lord, "Please, Lord, how this humanity can be saved?" So Lord, being merciful to the living entity of this world, appeared in the form of the holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Lord is those who are taking shelter of this holy name. Lord is protecting them. So Parikshit Maharaj is known as a Vishnurath. So Lord is giving us the chance to be known as a Harinamarath. One who has been protected by holy name. And we have to take that shelter. So we might say, generally it is said, "Oh, Kali Yuga likes this, Kali Yuga is like this." Yes, definitely, there is a problem. There is a problem of this degradation. And it's very difficult to maintain our consciousness. But that problem is only 50%. And remaining 50% problem is ours. We are not taking that solution sincerely.
So we have received this weapon. We have received this grace given by Lord Nityananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But problem is with us, that 50%. That we do not have faith in this weapon. Our condition is like that of Indradev, who had received Astra from Lord Narayan himself to kill Vritrasur. But he did not have a faith that this weapon will work against him, against Vritrasur. So similarly, we also have a difficulty having faith in the chanting of the holy name. This only one weapon will be sufficient to deal with such a degradation of Kali Yuga. So this one thing, when one has to be keeping this in mind, that we have to take this medicine, this weapon, or we have to use this weapon sincerely and seriously. Mriyamano harer nama grananto putra pocharine ajamilopi agad dhama kimuta shraddhaya grinan. Mriyamano harer nama grananto putra pocharine. At Ajamila, here, four disqualification of Ajamila has been explained. That how he was not qualified to receive highest benediction. The first thing, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he did not have faith in the holy name. Second thing means you have to have faith. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Ashraddha Dhana Purusha. If you don't have a Shraddha, then you will not receive faith. The second is sinful. He was committing sin day in, day out. So one has to be sinless in order to achieve perfection. Santagatam papa, jananam punya karmana. Isn't it? Lord Krishna says, unless you are relieved from the sins, what you have performed. Okay, even if you are, you have committed sin. But if place is potent, then that place can deliver you. And most of the time, we have a custom, we have a culture in India that during last days of people's life, they generally go to the holy places so that they can give up their body in the holy place. That holy place is that powerful. But where did Ajamil live? Where did he die? And the fourth thing he says, place means when. And he said he was not even indicating the person who will be delivering him. I mean, when you will pay attention to someone, when somebody is calling you. But if you come to know that he was calling someone, you become disgusted. What is this? So you will not pay attention to that person. So Ajamil was not even indicating the Lord who was going to deliver him. So this fourth disqualification were there in Ajamil. He did not have faith. He committed sin throughout his life. He chanted the holy name when he was dying in a place which was not a holy place. It was the home of a prostitute. And fourth thing, he was not even indicating the Lord. Still, he was delivered. Why? Because the power, the holy name, Krishna, does not see what are the conditions. What to speak if somebody with faith chant the holy name of the Lord? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur asked these questions. If Ajamil chanted without faith, still achieved, what to speak somebody has faith in the holy name. What to speak? One who is sinless chanting the holy name of the Lord. What he will achieve? What to speak of that person who is indicating the Lord? Oh Lord, please save me. You are my savior. I am dependent on you. What will happen with? What will happen? Kimuta, kimuta shraddaya ginan. Means kimuta nyaya. This generally has been spoken. Agar lowest can achieve this much, how much highest will achieve? So this is the power. This is the power of the holy name. We have to pay serious attention to the weapon given by the Lord. And as I was explaining this past time of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj was struck by the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama. The same Parikshit Maharaj could chastise Kali Yuga. When you are protected by the holy name, or when you are protected by the Lord, you are able to face the challenges come in front of you. So therefore, chanting the holy name of the Lord is very, very essential activity of our day. Because throughout the day, we are going to face the degradation of Kali Yuga. So that chanting will be protecting us throughout the day. We can withstand with the forces of the Kali Yuga. Just like Parikshit Maharaj could withstand the powerful personality Kali Yuga. And till the Parikshit Maharaj was there, Kali could not enter in his kingdom. So yesterday also His Holiness Indradhuna Maharaj gave very, very nice analogy yesterday in a Brahmachari class. He was saying, okay, somebody might say, oh, but I don't have any attraction towards the holy name of the Lord. He said, continue chanting. Because in diseased condition, sweet things taste bitter and bitter things taste sweeter. It was a striking point for me yesterday when he was speaking this, that in disease, generally we have heard that in disease condition, sweet thing means like a juice of sugar cane tastes bitter, like karela or neem. But yesterday when he was giving a beautiful example that even your disease condition, when you have been bitten by serpent and the poison is there in your body, so in that disease condition, even if you give a neem to someone, he will say it is a tasty sweet like sugarcane juice. So in disease condition, we may not get attracted towards holy name of the Lord, which is the sweetest. And sense gratification, which is like poison, we may get attracted towards it. It may taste sweeter. But actually, holy name, isn't it? It is a sweeter. It's not bitter. And sense gratification, it is bitter, not sweeter. So when it will happen? When our diseased condition will go down. So normal condition, neem will taste bitter and sugar cane will taste sweeter. So till that time, what we have to do? We have to work hard. When there is a lack of taste, then faith will help. Whenever there is a lack of taste, because whenever there is a taste, you naturally feel to do activities or the process. But when there is a lack of taste, then we have to get attracted. We have to be having faith. And then that is what? When when we have that faith, we get attracted. And recently we visited this Tirupati Balaji Mandir. So of course there is a big queue waiting, isn't it, for taking darshan of the Lord. But I saw another queue which I was also amazed. That there was another queue where, not of course, there is another queue for laddus, but this queue was for putting the donation in the undi. Generally, people are reluctant to give donation out of charity. But here, it was surprising to me that people were lined up, they were in a queue to put undi or the donation in the undi. So why they were queuing up? Because the thing is difficult to do. Charity, to give charity, apna paisa dena bole to, it's very difficult, isn't it? It is the last thing in people's mind. But they have one thing in there. Why they were eager? They had a faith. Ki yahan pe dalne se, I will get more in return. Mujhe jyada milega. So, bina hichak ke, without any hesitation, people were putting into the hundi. Okay, I will get back. Similarly, when we have this faith, by putting my effort into the holy name, this is a Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtan. That is also dhan, what I am going to receive. Then we will be eager to do, we will be eager to pay attention to the holy name. So that is the power. Jivve Sadaiva Bhajasundarani Namani Krishnani Manoharani Samast Dukkha Paya Vinashanani Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. When one realizes this, that, Golokera Premdan, what I am going to receive, then our Acharya says, Jivve Sadaiva Bhaja Sundarani. Tongue, please chant the holy name of the Lord. Which is sweeter. Namani Krishnani Manoharani. It can steal your mind. Generally, the Kali Yuga is stealing our mind. But holy name is powerful to steal away our mind. Namani Krishnani Manoharani. And you are bothering about your miseries and the distresses you are feeling in this age of Kali Yuga. Samasta Dukkha Paya Vinashanani. The holy name has the power to remove all your distresses. Na Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. So that is the power of the holy name. So this is the solution given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. So we need not have to feel dejected that, this age of Kali Yuga is so degraded and my consciousness is also going to be degraded. No, we have a hope. We have a powerful weapon available to us. And we can utilize that weapon to achieve the perfection. Hare Krishna. So I'll stop here. It's already been, time is over. So if anybody has any question, any doubt, you can ask me personally. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.